Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're taking a closer look at The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins, a personal finance book that provides a roadmap to achieving financial independence and retiring early. The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins is a personal finance book that offers practical advice on how to achieve financial independence and retire early. The book is divided into two parts. The first part focuses on the author's personal journey to financial independence, while the second part provides a step-by-step guide to achieving financial independence. The setting of the book is primarily in the United States, where the author shares his experience of investing in the stock market and building wealth over time. The author also introduces various characters, such as his wife and daughter, who play a role in his financial journey. The main conflict in the book is the struggle to achieve financial independence and retire early, which the author argues can be accomplished by investing in low-cost index funds and adopting a simple, long-term investment strategy. The book's themes include the importance of saving and investing early, the benefits of passive investing, and the dangers of market timing and active investing. The author also emphasizes the importance of developing a healthy relationship with money and avoiding debt. The author's writing style is clear, concise, and engaging. He uses personal anecdotes and humor to make complex financial concepts accessible to readers. The book is also well organized and easy to follow, with clear headings and subheadings that guide the reader through each chapter. Let's take a look at a summary of the key chapters in The Simple Path to Wealth. Chapter 1, Money, What It Is and How to Keep It. This chapter sets the stage for the book by explaining the concept of money, how it works, and the importance of understanding it. Collins introduces the idea that money is a tool that can be used to achieve financial independence and freedom. Chapter 2, My Story. Collins shares his personal financial journey, including his successes and failures. He discusses his path to financial independence and early retirement, emphasizing the role of investing in achieving these goals. Chapter 3, Why I Don't Like Investment Advisors. Collins explains his skepticism about financial advisors and Wall Street professionals. He argues that many people can manage their investments on their own with simple, low-cost strategies. Chapter 4, The Great Seduction, Playing with Fire. This chapter warns against attempting to time the market, pick individual stocks, or engage in speculative investments. Collins advocates for a long-term, buy-and-hold approach using low-cost index funds. Chapter 5, The Simplest Investment Plan. The book outlines the author's preferred investment strategy, which involves investing in low-cost, broadly diversified stock market index funds and, if desired, bonds. This simple approach is designed to provide steady, long-term returns. Chapter 6, The Wealth Building and Wealth Preservation Phases. Collins explains the two key phases of investing: wealth building, accumulation, and wealth preservation, retirement. He discusses the strategies suitable for each phase. Chapter 7, The 4% Rule. The author introduces the concept of the 4% rule, which suggests that you can safely withdraw 4% of your investment portfolio each year in retirement without depleting your savings. This rule helps determine when you can achieve financial independence. Chapter 8, What Should I Do? Collins provides practical steps for readers to implement the principles outlined in the book. He offers guidance on creating an investment plan, choosing low-cost index funds, and managing finances effectively. Chapter 9, The Simple Path to Wealth. The book wraps up with a summary of the simple path to wealth. Invest in a diversified portfolio of low-cost index funds, avoid high-interest debt, live frugally, and focus on financial independence rather than excessive wealth. In the final chapters of the book, Collins reinforces the core principles of simplicity, long-term investing, and avoiding common financial pitfalls. He encourages readers to take control of their financial futures, make informed investment decisions, and work toward achieving financial independence, allowing them to lead the lives they desire. The book concludes with the idea that achieving financial independence is a realistic and attainable goal for many people by following a simple, disciplined, and low-cost investment strategy. It emphasizes the power of financial knowledge and prudent financial management in gaining control over one's financial future. Now, let's talk practical applications. J.L. Collins suggests several actionable steps for building wealth and achieving financial independence. First, invest in low-cost index funds, such as those offered by Vanguard, which provide broad diversification and have low fees. Second, maximize contributions to tax-advantaged accounts, like 401ks, IRAs, and HSAs, to reduce your tax burden and maximize your contributions. Third, avoid debt, especially high-interest credit card debt, and pay off any outstanding debt as quickly as possible. Fourth, live below your means. Saving a portion of your income each month is crucial for building wealth and achieving financial independence. Fifth, embrace a simple lifestyle by avoiding unnecessary expenses, which can help you save more money and reach your financial goals faster. Sixth, focus on long-term investing. Remember, investing is simple but not easy. It requires patience, discipline, and a long-term perspective. Seventh, stay the course. Once you have a solid investment plan in place, it's important to stay the course and avoid making emotional decisions based on short-term market movements. The author's advice is centered on building a solid financial foundation through low-cost investing, disciplined saving, and avoiding debt. By following these principles, readers can achieve financial independence and enjoy a secure financial future. Let's wrap up with some thought-provoking quotes from the book. Spend less than you earn, invest the surplus, avoid debt. The stock market is a powerful wealth-building tool precisely because it is volatile. The key to financial freedom and great wealth is a person's ability or skill to convert earned income into passive income and/or portfolio income. The more you save and invest, the sooner you can achieve financial independence and retire early. Investing is simple, but not easy. It requires patience, discipline, and a long-term perspective. Avoiding debt is critical to building wealth. Debt is a form of financial bondage that limits your options and flexibility. The most important investment decision you will ever make is to start investing early and consistently. The best investment strategy is to buy and hold a low-cost, diversified portfolio of index funds. The most important factor in your investment success is your behavior. Stay the course, ignore the noise, and stick to your plan. Financial independence is not about retiring early or not working. It is about having the freedom to choose how you spend your time and live your life. And that's a wrap on this episode. Thank you for joining us on Between the Lines. If you enjoyed this episode, do well to grab a copy of the book. Until next time, keep investing.